Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Star joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk a little bit about that and about the fact that I think Hugh Douglas, if I saw social media correctly, Harry was flying northbound and down to Nashville last night for the game. Did I see that correct? Hey, Harry, what up?
Kinfo.
What's up? John, you not a player no more, John? You just crushed a lot?
Well, did I read that wrong?
No, I was there. I went right from Bristol, Connecticut, so I flew right from Bristol yesterday here in Nashville. I'm still here in Nashville right now, but I come back home today.
Well, that was one hell of a game last night.
It was. It was, man. And you look at this Tennessee Titan team, and that's what I try to tell a lot of people coming into the season. When they won that game last night, and they still don't have it all together yet, once this team figures it out and they start gelling and everyone continues to play and you don't have to deal with the injuries and all that thing, this team is going to be scary down the line because they have pieces on both sides of the football to make some noise and to be dominant. And even I see some things like with their offensive coordinator, even when he gets it together as well, because, man, it's his first time being an offensive coordinator. He's taken over for Arthur Smith, and you can still see there's things that he still needs to be better at. But when this team figures it out, the Tennessee Titans are going to be scary to deal with, man.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, Harry, obviously, you know, I mean, they said the team from Nashville can win that division, and, of course, they were mentioning when they said that they meant Vanderbilt. Derrick Henry's just – anybody didn't think he was still a beast and that Julio couldn't still make Julio plays, man, Derrick Henry, oh, my God. And Julio with that catch last night, Jiminy Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you the thing about Derrick Henry, and I had the luxury to play with him, I think, for about two years. Derrick Henry, we used to work out together in the weight room. And you notice I go hard. There's only been one person in my life that I can say that has outworked me, and that's Derrick Henry. And that's just he's a guy who just goes about his business, man. He brings his hard hat, his lunch pail every day. He's not with that nonsense. He just goes about his business. And as the game goes on, he gets stronger and stronger. But if y'all see him work out and train, you understand why he doesn't get injured and he gets stronger and stronger throughout a football game. And listen, DBs are starting, not just DBs, linebackers, guys are starting to make business decisions when he's coming downhill full speed. Because for a guy to be that size running 22 miles per hour, you're going to make business decisions because you don't want to end up in the hospital.
Yeah, people don't know nothing about those business decisions, Harry. When he barreling down at you, you're looking like, listen, this could be a couple weeks in rehab fooling around with this cat.
Taking those mysterious angles to make it seem like they missed the tackle, but they really wanted to miss the tackle.
Definitely. With that being said, you know, the Dolphins are coming off a loss to Jacksonville. They're traveling back from London, and they don't have a bye week. The Falcons are coming off a bye week, and they get Ridley back. But this game is a pick'em game. Why do you think that this is a pick'em game?
I don't know. I think this Falcons team is getting better each week, man. You've seen their defense step up against the New York Jets. And I understand it's the New York Jets. But that defense held that team to under 250 yards total like as a defense, and that's hard to do in the National Football League. And if it wasn't for that Hayden Hurst fumble early in that game would have been out of hand because I believe it was 17-3 at that point, and the Falcons were driving to actually go score another touchdown. So that game shouldn't even been that close. If Hayden Hurst don't fumble that football there, that's potential could be 24-3 at that juncture in the ball game. So I think this team is just getting better week in and week out. They had a bye week to be able to work on some things and get back to the basics. That's what you want to do in a bye week and discuss fundamentals and get back to the proper way to do things and tackling and fitting gaps and catching the football. But you look at the Dolphins. The Dolphins right now are deflated, man. They came into this season having high hopes, and a lot of people thought they were going to be better than what they are, but they haven't been that. Their offensive line is troubling. I thought Brian Flores made a weird call the other day to try to go for it on fourth down instead of just trying to pin the struggling Jacksonville Jaguars inside the 10-yard line and force them to drive the football field to try to win the field goal. So now you don't get it on that fourth down, and now the Jaguars are basically at midfield, so you're basically giving them a field goal. So I don't believe in that. But nowadays in football, college, and NFL, these coaches be making these questionable decisions like they play in Madden and stuff. I don't get it.
Madden, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking with Harry Douglas, Falcons analyst, as he joins us on the waitfor.com hotline, talk a little bit about the Falcons and Dolphins. You know, as I go to this game, Harry, I'm almost back to – I would have said after week two, if I would have said what I said at the beginning of the year, people would have laughed at me and laughed me off the radio. Of course, they do that as a regular anyway. But, you know, I'm kind of back to what I've seen from Carolina, what I've seen from New Orleans, what I've seen from the Falcons. If the Falcons use this bye week to kind of, you know, clean up, as you say, and get more of in tune with what Arthur Smith wants to do with this ball club here, and they go down and win in Miami, there's no reason this Falcons team can't make a run at second place in the division. That may not, by the way, Harry, that might not be much, but at least there's an attainable goal that I think is you can get to, I think.
I think so, too. And like you said, John, the bye week is so important because you get to get back to the basics. You get to get people back who are hurt, an extra week for those guys to actually get healthy. And I tell you, man, this team, they might not have the personnel, but they're going to fight each week. And as we've seen, man, they've been in games. They shouldn't have lost to the Washington football team. They had an opportunity to actually early in that fourth quarter to go down and try to beat the Bucs and tie that score and go ahead. So this team, they have personnel. Kyle Pitts is getting better. You see what he did over in London. Got his first score. Had a monster day catching the football. Now he's getting more and more comfortable. He has that bye week. Now he's gaining more confidence as well. Not saying he didn't have it beforehand, but – and then Arthur Smith seeing that as a play caller, okay, now I can start integrating Kyle Pitts even more now. I can see he's getting more comfortable with what's going on at the NFL level. So I think a lot of positive heading to the right direction. And listen, they just signed a guy, too, that I play with here in Tennessee named Darren Bates. Listen, Hugh, you know how some of those guys, you just need some of those guys who just rough around the edges on your team?
Listen, you mean, like, they call them goons?
Yeah, hey, he one of them now. He don't care nothing about.
I don't think they call him that no more. Since everybody trying to be PC, they don't call him that no more. But that's what they used to call him in hockey.
That's why I said. I was like, man, I say
this. Yeah,
you know, you got to be politically correct with everything you say now.
Yeah,
but man, he one of those guys. He one of those guys that on special teams, man. He going down there. He trying to hurt whoever has the ball, and he don't care nothing about it. And if you as the opposing team got a problem with it. He about that life, too.
He about that action, boss.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with that being said, I was about to ask you, Kyle really coming back. So do you see now, since Kyle Pitts did have that breakout game, that they're going to start to try to use him a little bit more in this offense?
Yeah, and I said early on, you just didn't want to cram everything at him and put too much on his plate as he's still trying to figure the game of football out at this level because it's different from college. But now that you see he's getting better and better each week, and then that game over in London against the Jets, you've seen him have so much production, and he's getting better, man. So now you can get him the football more, figure out how to move him around a little bit more, and that helps that you had a bye week, too, to be able to do that so you can focus on things that you want to do in this game plan coming up against the Dolphins. Because they're going to play man coverage. They were down there two starting corners last week. But if any of those guys come back, you can bet that the Dolphins are going to try to play some man coverage.
Harry Douglas joining us here on the waveport.com hotline. Harry, you got to be we're all excited here. Do you think the Braves are winning Game 3 today? That was kind of the question I had earlier for the guys. It's a yes, no question. Are the Braves winning Game 3 today?
Oh, man. I'm not betting against my Braves, so I'm going to say yes.
Anything your retort, John? Because
No. I'm with him. I think the Braves are going to win this series. I think this is entirely different than it was last year. At least, but Harry, you know, I can't divorce myself from the fact that I get when I'm talking about Atlanta teams, and Hugh knows this, and Abe knows this. I think everybody who listens to the show knows this. Is that I admit that I live in a in a cul-de-sac here, okay? Because I get into my biases and I can't get out of them, you know? So I sometimes need to have somebody else give me a different perspective because I live in a world where I think, yeah, it's not the same and we're going to win, you know? But maybe I'm wrong, you know? I don't think they're coming back here to play game six.
That would be great.
Well, I thought the Braves, I said the first night after the win, I made me a little video. You know, I posted because I'm just so excited about my teams, man, here in Atlanta. So I said Braves in six. But if it doesn't have to go six, I don't want it to go six.
I mean, I'm with that, too. I'm with that. And, you know, there's a little bit of, we've been down this road before. But I think, you know, with the way that they're playing without Ronald Acuna, that, hey, listen. Anything is possible. And then, you know, you don't want to have that same – that empty feeling that you had last year when you were down this road before, this down this path before. So, yeah, definitely all of that.
And I think another positive, guys, is that, listen, Alex Anthopoulos did a great job. When Acuna went down, making those trades, bringing in all these players, now it's strength in numbers. You know what I mean? And that's nothing against Acuna Jr. It's just that now you have like four or five players to work with and make your roster even better. So, and then they're doing this without Soler. You know, Soler hasn't been playing in this series. So, just if he comes back, and that's just another guy that has a bat and that can do it out there in the field as well.
Harry, I do appreciate you taking a few minutes. You get back into it, jump on that bird, get home, and hopefully we get Falcons back to .500 this weekend against the Dolphins, and we'll listen for you on the pregame this week. Thanks much, Bob.
My man. Have a good one.
Bye, fellas.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.